I'm 9 years old and I'm from Dubbo and I'm Wiradjuri and my dad is from Nigeria, so
So my name's Nicole. I'm a pal, so that's my maiden name. Originally from Peakhill, New South Wales. So Wiradjuri, I'm a Wiradjuri lady, and my mob are Naden, Townie, so round Peakhill, Dubbo, Gilgandra. So Caleb's one of four. So he's my third child. I've got two older sons who are adults, and then I've got my daughter Malika, who's younger. We're based in Dubbo, so just currently touring the country at the moment with MJ the musical, and giving Caleb this fantastic opportunity. Dad's still at home working, to keep things going at home, but yeah, that's where we're at the moment.
Yeah, and Caleb, when did you first realize that you love to dance? And was it something that you've always wanted to do and it's always been a passion?
When I realized I started to love dance, I did Just Dance most of the time because I'll usually get bored and I'm looking to do instead of dance. And that just made me to do dance classes to see, like actual training in person.
And you studied ballet, contemporary, jazz, and hip hop. Am I missing any?
I think that's it.
What's your favorite style of dance?
Contemporary because of how soft the dances are and how nice and quiet the music is also.
And what's one thing that you learned from your teachers at Stepping Out Dance Factory? And if you just also want to maybe talk a little bit about that side of like your learning with dance.
So learning with them is such a great experience. Getting the opportunity to dance with everyone of my dance teachers and
And what's something that they've taught you that always sticks with you?
my teacher, Miss Emmy, she did all of the choreography and for my solos, routines, duos, trios and stuff like that.
So for contemporary.
For contemporary jazz, hip hop, and ballet, she does most of them, but yeah.
Yeah, nice. And you're only 9 years old and you're already performing on big stages. How does it feel when you get up in front of all those people? Is it scary or do you love it?
I love it because of how great the crowd is. Everyone's always on their feet, never off their feet, and it makes people happy. And it makes me happy also to see them enjoying the show also.
And a massive congratulations on getting MJ the musical. What was that audition process like, and how did you find out that you got chosen to play in the musical?
The audition progress was very fun. And we had to travel to Sydney a couple of times. And my first audition, I had to do a videotape in my hall and at my school, and I didn't have like any experience with singing or acting, so I went really well with that also.
And where were you when you found out that you got the role?
I was at my house. It was like a few days before my birthday, and then my mom came in the room and she said, "Oh, you got the role for Little Marlin." I was just had like happiness inside myself, and I was proud of myself working hard to get this role. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so exciting. What did your siblings say and your dad?
They were really proud of me, and they all encouraged me to do this, and they supported me throughout the audition progress, and being with them is just lovely.
And what's it like preparing for such a massive show like that? Have you had to learn like singing and dancing and acting, or you already had a little bit of acting and singing experience?
So I had to learn singing and acting because I never had experience before. So throughout the audition progresses, I had to do singing lessons and acting lessons also.
What was that like having to, like, do you love singing or was it a little bit hard to learn or you really enjoyed it?
It was a bit hard to learn because I never had any experience with singing before, and I was like a bit shy then, but I'm just not shy anymore.
Do you have a favorite Michael Jackson song or dance move that you like to do?
I like She's Out of My Life.
What's it like being able to perform these dance moves and everything on the stage, and what reaction do you get from the audience?
What reaction I get from the audience? I get like a smile on my face most of the time because I love how the audience, they always like clapping, cheered loud, and just all of that stuff makes me proud. And that's why I have a big smile on my face.
And what's the most exciting part about being a part of the MJ the musical?
The most exciting part is being on stage and performing.
And what was it like at the premiere? Was it in Melbourne that the premiere was a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, it
Yeah,
was.
what was that like?
Was very fun getting to watch the show, the premiere. It was fun, and we cheered as loud as we can. So then the voice could actually like hear in the audience, but yeah.
What's it like being a part of, the rest of the team, and have you made some really good friends as well?
Yes, I made really good friends, and they're just very kind to me and all of the other boys. The adults are like a family to me also.
Yeah, that's so lovely. And you've got your mum there as well. How's it been having her be on tour with you and having her support you?
It's been very great with her. That's why if I get to go anywhere else, I want my mom to come with me because she always supports me.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And your mum seems like she's so proud of you, and it's so good to have her there with you and sharing in these really beautiful moments you'll remember for the rest of your life. But apart from, your dancing career, what is other things that you like to do apart from dancing that you like doing for fun?
What I like to do for fun, play with the boys, or sometimes play on my Nintendo, and swimming and playing handball and do trampoline parks also.
How do your friends at school feel about you being, in a big musical and touring around? They must think it's so cool.
Yeah, it's very cool and they're very proud of me, but also sad because they miss me a lot. I miss everyone back at my town, and it's very sad to leave them. And yeah.
And what's something next that you want to achieve? Obviously, you're so young, you're only 9 years old, and you've achieved so much. What's next for you? Like, where is there, and do you have any big dreams of other musicals that you'd love to perform in, or what's your goals?
My goals is to go on Broadway or go on to Lion King.
Yeah, that'd be so awesome. What role would you love to play in The Lion King?
Young Simba.
Yeah, I think you'd be great at that. And what's something that you'd like to say to other young kids that love to dance and sing and act that might be a little bit shy? Do you have any advice for them?
Don't be shy, always think no one's in front of you. Follow your dreams, don't ever go off track. And just stay what you want to do and stay focused also.
Thank you so much for chatting with me, and all the best with the musical. And I hope you eventually do get to Broadway. And yeah, it was really great to chat to you.
Thank you.